Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an old-school Amen break variation and turn it into a floor-shaking low-end DNB moment inside Ableton Live 12. And the vibe here is important. We're not just looping a break and slapping a bass underneath it. We're building a proper drum and bass conversation. The Amen gives you motion, swing, and identity. The bass gives you pressure, weight, and direction. Then we'll add a vocal chop as a tension accent, almost like a little call and response hook that makes the drop feel more alive. This is intermediate level stuff, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, routing, groups, and basic sound design. What we're focusing on here is making the section feel heavy, controlled, and musical at the same time. Set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want more classic jungle energy, go for 174. If you want it a little heavier and more rolling, 172 works nicely. First, get your session organized. Create separate tracks for your drum break, sub bass, mid bass or a reese, vocal chop, and any atmos or effects you want. Then group your drums and bass into their own buses. That gives you a clean workflow and makes it way easier to shape the whole section later. Before you go any further, drop in a reference track, not to copy it, just to calibrate your ears. Pay attention to how loud the sub feels, how much space the drums leave, how aggressive the mids are, and how full the drop really is. And while you're building, keep some headroom on the master. A good target is peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives you room for saturation and glue without everything collapsing. Now let's build the MN variation. This is the part where people often make a mistake by treating the break like a loop they must preserve. Don't do that. We want to reshape it. Drag the MN into an audio track or slice it to a MIDI track if you want more control. Then start editing with intention. Keep the main snare anchors strong, because those are the spine of the groove, but move or remove one kick to make room for the bass. Add a ghost note before a snare or hat to push the phrase forward. Nudge one hat slightly late if you want a looser, more human swing. And at the end of bar 4, add a tiny fill or variation so the section feels like it's speaking, not just repeating. A good starting point is to keep the snare consistent, set ghost notes lower in level than the main hits, and let the groove breathe a little. If the break feels too rigid, it'll lose that old-school swagger. The magic of the Amen is in its microrhythm and velocity to tail, so your job is to preserve the personality while making space for the low end. Next, build your low end in two layers. First, the sub. This should be simple and mono. Use operator or wavetable and start with a sine or near-sine waveform. Keep the attack fast, the release fairly short, and the oscillator clean. If you use a filter, it should only be doing a little cleanup, not reshaping the sound too much. The sub's job is authority. It should feel deep and stable, not flashy. Then create a second bass layer for movement and texture. This is your mid-bass or reese layer. Use two detuned oscillators, a bit of unison or drift, and maybe a subtle filter movement with an envelope or LFO. This layer should live more in the low mids and mids, not down in the sub zone. That's where you get the attitude and the grit. A good rule here is simple. Keep the sub mono, and let the mid-bass get width only above the low end. That way the system feels massive without the bottom turning into mud. Now make the bass talk to the Amen instead of fighting it. This is huge. Indeed, NB. The low end works best when it feels like a conversation. Place bass notes in the gaps after the snare, under longer break tails, or at the start of a new phrase. If the break is already busy in a certain spot, leave that space open. If the Amen opens up, let the bass say something short and strong. Think in terms of long notes for phrase starts, short stabs after snares, and maybe one slide or glide at the end of a four-bar block. You can even use the idea of call and response. The Amen says something, the bass answers, then the vocal chop adds another reply. That's how you get a section that feels intentional instead of just stacked. Now let's add saturation, but do it intelligently. This is where the low end starts getting that floor-shaking density. On the sub, use saturator very lightly. Just a touch. You want a little harmonic enhancement, not distortion that smears the bottom. Keep it clean and stable. On the mid bass, you can push harder. More drive, more character, more texture. Follow that with EQ to clean up any muddy buildup around the low mids. That's where saturation can get too thick if you're not careful. On the drum boss, use drum boss to add punch and grit. Don't overcook it. A bit of drive and transient emphasis can help the Amen cut through, but if you flatten it too much, it'll lose the life that makes it work in the first place. A practical approach is to treat saturation in layers. Sub gets a little. Mid bass gets more. Drum bus gets some glue and bite. That way the whole drop gets denser without the master bus having to do all the work. And that's really the trick in heavy DNB. You don't always need more volume. You need more aggression in the mid-range and more clarity in the groove. Now shape the drum bus. Group the break elements and process them together, so they feel like one coherent machine. Use glue compressor, with a slower attack and medium release so the transients can still punch through. You only want a little gain reduction on peaks, just enough to glue the hits together. Then use EQ8 to clean up any harshness or rumble. If the snare is feeling thin, a gentle lift in the low mids can help, but be subtle. DNB drums should feel alive, not overcompressed and trapped. If the break needs more edge, try drum bus, before or after compression and listen carefully to how it changes the transient feel. If it starts sounding too flattened, back off. The goal is impact, not suffocation. Now we get to the vocals, and this is where the lesson sits inside the vocals area. We're not making a full top line. We're using a chopped vocal phrase as a rhythmic accent. Pick something with attitude. A short phrase, a breathy syllable, a single word with character. Then chop it into a few tiny hits. High pass it so it stays out of the sub area. Add a little saturation for edge. Use short reverb for space, and maybe a low feedback delay if you want a pingy response. Keep it dark, short, and punchy. Place the vocal chop in the holes, after a snare, between bass notes, at the end of a phrase. The key is to let it occupy a pocket, not a lane. If the vocal starts behaving like a lead, it'll fight the drums. But if it acts like a tension accent, it can really elevate the drop. This is one of those little moves that makes the whole thing feel more human. Amid all the machine energy of the drums and bass, that tiny vocal fragment gives the ear something to latch onto. Now let's talk automation. Because a heavy DNB section needs movement over time. If everything stays static, it'll feel like a loop. We want a phrase. Automate the bass filter cutoff so it opens as you move into the drop. Automate saturator drive so the section gets more intense over the first couple of bars. Automate the vocal reverb send on the last chop before the phrase changes. You can even automate width on the mid bass or transient amount on the drum bus if you want the energy to evolve. A simple arrangement idea is this. In bars 1 and 2, let the amen variation lead with a filtered bass tease. In bars 3 and 4, bring in the full bass and let the vocal answer the snare. In bars 5 and 6, increase the saturation a bit and add a busier fill. In bars 7 and 8, strip one element back and then hit a switch up. That's the real difference between a loop and a drop section. A loop just repeats. A drop section evolves. Once the balance feels good, resample the whole thing to audio. This is a classic DNB workflow, and honestly, it's powerful because it lets you commit. Once you print it, you can edit it like a record instead of staying stuck in midland forever. After resampling, make one final brutal edit. Cut a tiny gap before a snare for extra impact. Reverse a little vocal tail into the next bar. Add a short stop or pause before the switch up. If the bounce feels a little too clean, you can gently saturate it again. But always check the low end in mono afterward. And that mono check matters. Check the groove in mono early, not just at the end. If the amen feels huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, your bass relationship is probably too wide or too messy in phase. Keep the sub solid, keep the low end focused, and let the width live higher up. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overcrowd the amen and bass together. They need space to take turns. Don't oversaturate the sub. Keep the real dirt mostly in the mid-bass. Don't make the vocal chops too dominant. And don't flatten the break with too much compression, because DNB drums need movement and attack. If you want it to hit even harder, use contrast. A cleaner pre-drop with less high mid activity will make the saturated drop feel larger when it lands. You can also alternate the amen every two bars by swapping one kick, hat, or ghost hit so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. And if you want extra tension, try a one-bar bass mute before a switch-up. That little empty moment can make the return feel enormous. Here's a fast practice challenge for you. Build a 4-bar amen variation with at least 2 edits. Make a mono sub that only plays a few notes. Add a mid bass that answers the snare. Chop one vocal phrase into 3 to 5 tiny hits. Use saturator and drum bus on separate groups. Automate one filter move and one reverb send. Then resample the whole loop and make one final edit. If you do that well, you'll already be very close to a real darker DNB drop fragment. So to recap, the key is balancing amen identity, saturated low-end weight, and vocal tension accents. Keep the sub controlled and mono. Let the break breathe around the bass. Use saturation in layers. Add vocal chops sparingly for attitude, and automate movement so the section evolves over time. Get the drum and bass conversation right, and you'll get that classic DNB feeling. Fast, heavy, gritty, and impossible not to nod to. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or make it sound more like a high-energy YouTube tutorial script.